The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Tuesday edition of Bob Burney Live, and it is my extreme privilege to welcome all of you. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, a couple of days ago, I reported to you that the San Francisco city government, they're not councilmen, they're supervisors. San Francisco supervisors unanimously passed a resolution calling the National Rifle Association, the NRA, a, quote, domestic terrorist organization. And I won't go over everything we talked about on that day because I don't want to be repetitive, but I read to you dictionary definitions, not just one, but dictionary definitions of what domestic terrorism is. And in your wildest, craziest, most insane stretch of your imagination, you cannot consider the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. You can't do that. It is to completely twist, turn, and pervert the term domestic terrorist organization. It is to strip that term of any realistic meaning. And yet, San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed the resolution unanimously. And not only that, in the resolution they said, City of San Francisco, none of our subsidiaries, nobody works for the City of San Francisco is going to have anything to do with anybody that's with the NRA and blah, 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 blah. And it was in response to high-profile shootings recently, one in California, Gilroy, California, which is about 80 miles outside of San Francisco, and then, of course, the shooting here in Dayton, Ohio, the shooting down in Texas at the Walmart. And so the San Francisco Board of Supervisors clearly blames the NRA in spite of the fact. And I did as much research as I could possibly do last week. It was either Thursday or Friday of last week. Not one single shooter that has been involved in any kind of mass shooting has had anything to do with the NRA. Not one of them. Not one. Not one has been involved in the NRA in any way, shape, or form. Not one of them. And yet, San Francisco Board of Supervisors clearly put most of the blame for mass shootings on the NRA, even though the shooters have had no association, no affiliation with the NRA at all. Well, the NRA has decided we're not going to take this lying down. So they have sued the city of San Francisco over this resolution. Let me turn the page here. Quote, the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California accuses San Francisco city officials of violating the gun lobby's free speech rights for political reasons and says the city is seeking to blacklist anyone associated with the NRA. It asked the court to step in to, quote, instruct elected officials that freedom of speech means you cannot silence or punish those with whom you disagree. The lawyer for the NRA, William A. Brewer III, said, quote, this action is an assault on all advocacy organizations across the country. There can be no place in our society for this manner of behavior by government officials. Fortunately, the NRA, like all U.S. citizens, is protected by the First Amendment. Now, I think this is horrific, what the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco did. I think it is without merit, but, and I'm not an attorney, don't pretend to be one. I don't know this is the way to fight it. Free speech. This resolution is ridiculous, but I don't think it violates the NRA's freedom of speech. They can still speak out. They can still do whatever they want to. I don't know. I guess, according to their attorneys, this is the way to fight it. And indeed, I think they should fight it. But on free speech grounds, I don't know. Anyway, that is the latest. The NRA has officially filed a federal lawsuit against the city of San Francisco over the domestic terrorist organization declaration. I would think more slander, but I don't know that a nonprofit private organization can sue for slander. I don't know. Anyway, we will we'll keep an eye on that court case. Oh, another just sick story here in the state of Ohio. If you ever doubted that Ohio has a huge sex trafficking, child pornography, child exploitation problem, those doubts should be taken away with cases, several cases that have popped up just in the last couple of weeks. Here is the latest. A Youngstown area physician, a doctor, has been accused and charged with having illegal sexual contact with 12, 14, and 15-year-old girls, paying them to pose in pornographic poses, and then paying them for sex and sex trafficking. This guy is a doctor, a physician in the Youngstown area. Albert Aid Toss of Canfield was turned into authorities after the mother of a 13-year-old girl told Ashland police in June her daughter and other girls were having sex with the doctor for money. The doctor faces four counts of sex trafficking of a minor and one count of producing child pornography. Don't doubt the evil, sinful nature of man. Don't doubt it. And as sick, as evil as that is, and the case against the local meteorologist with child pornography, at least we can thank God that that is still a taboo in our culture. As we've talked about, you and I have talked about this the last two, three, 4 days. The taboos are all going away. What was thought universally to be evil and wrong and harmful and hurtful are now not only accepted, but they are embraced and celebrated. So at least we can thank God that for now, child pornography and sex trafficking of young children is still considered to be evil, harmful, vile, hurtful. If we continue going in the same direction we are, the day will come when these evil things will be treated just like other sexual activity that just a few years ago was considered evil and perverse. And as I said, are now not only accepted, but celebrated with parades. Yeah. All right, we need to take our first break of the hour. There's news about Todd and Sarah Palin. This is sad. It's sad. I'll tell you what the news is when we return.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I find no pleasure in reporting this story at all. In fact, it's very sad. Todd Palin has filed for divorce from Sarah Palin. After 31 years of marriage. Yep, Todd and Sarah evidently are splitting the sheet. In a document filed on Friday in Anchorage, Alaska, Superior Court, Todd Palin cites, quote, an incompatibility of temperament in his marriage to Sarah Palin, such, and again I'm quoting, such that they find it impossible to continue to live together as husband and wife. Neither Sarah Palin nor Todd Palin or his lawyer has returned requests from news media. The divorce filing was first reported by an Alaska blogger. The court filing includes a child custody jurisdiction affidavit for their youngest child, who is 11. The Palin family has been through a lot. Any family that is in the public eye, as the Palins were, is going to be scrutinized, particularly when they claim to be Christians. And I don't mean that the way it could have sounded. I assume that they are Christians. I'm not doubting that at all. But Sarah Palin particularly talked about her faith in Christ, their activity in their church there in Wasilla, Alaska, and so on and so forth. And whenever that's the case and you're high profile and you are labeled as a Christian, you're going to be under incredible scrutiny. Well, they had family problems. And most families do. Now, folks, maybe you have the perfect family, and if you do, thank God for it. And I'm being serious. If you've got the ideal perfect family, your kids are all acting right, and your grandkids are all acting right, your kids and your grandkids haven't been in any kind of trouble, and you and your partner, your spouse, you've not had any marital issues, you've never had to have counseling, and you've never faced depression, thank God for that. But I want you to know something. You're not average. And listen to me carefully. Christian families are not exempt from problems. I read an unbelievably ignorant and stupid tweet from a syndicated Christian radio talk show host just yesterday. This individual, it wasn't their tweet, they retweeted another tweet. And it basically said, If mom and dad are living for God and teach their children to live for God, then their children and their grandchildren will all live for God and they really won't have any problems. I thought, what planet are you living in and what Bible are you reading? Seriously. Christian families are not exempt from difficulties. Say, Bob, you sound like you're a real downer. No, I'm a realist. I'm a realist. Now, we are to train up our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And Scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. It doesn't mean that child won't have difficulties, problems. That child will never rebel against God. It just means they will never be able to escape what they received. Some of the most godly people I've ever known have had all kinds of problems with their kids. In fact, Joy and I have two friends, two of the most godly people we have ever known. Both of them have a child in prison, serving a life sentence for murder without parole. Two of the most godly couples we've ever known. They both have a child in prison for murder, life without parole. Well, there must have been something terribly wrong in that family. Not that I know of. And by the way, how many people have you heard a testimony in church? I had a terrible childhood. My dad was an alcoholic. He beat my mother. My mother was an alcoholic. My mother was a prostitute. My family, they were drug addicts and so on. And in my teenage years, I came to Christ. Or when I was 28, I was in prison and I came to Christ. And now I'm in ministry and so forth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, Todd and Sarah Palin have problems. Bristol Palin, all kinds of problems. She was pregnant when she was a teenager. She was on a couple of reality shows. Their son, Track, was arrested two or three times for domestic violence. He is still facing a domestic violence charge. They've been through it. And I am sad that they're filing for divorce. And my prayer, and I hope your prayer will be, that they'll get help. There is still hope. I pray they'll get help. Very public family, very public marriage, very public Christians. And sadly, this is going to hurt the cause of Christ. The skeptics are going to say, well, there's another Christian family. Look at them. So I pray for them, and I hope you will pray for them as well. Help is available. Folks, listen. Your marriage is not beyond repair. Neither is theirs. It's not. God loves to heal broken things. So pray for Todd and Sarah Palin. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.